Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is
Oscar-winning songs.
Just remember,
before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometime. There's no exception to the rule.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Shane, and it's Monday night, and I'm going to be bringing you a bunch of different music all around a different theme, as I do every week. Last week's show was a lot of fun. It's all about musical firsts, the first artist or song to do different things. Check that out in the archive at everybodyplaysthefool.com. And that featured special guest Mike Joseph, host of the Jerry Cole Chronicles here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Check out his show on Wednesday nights. And I had a really good time with that one. So you can go give that a listen. This week, totally different theme. The Academy Awards are coming up this Sunday, March 4th. So tonight I'm going to be playing a mix of different songs that have won the Oscar for Best Original Song over the years. And first up, as you can already hear, it's this classic theme from 1971 in the film Shaft, written and performed by the great Isaac Hayes. This song actually made him the first African-American to win this award, and this soundtrack album became the biggest selling album ever released by the great Stax record label. So, very significant song, and it's kicking things off here on the Oscar songs theme of Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks? You're damn right. Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it? Cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about.
Shaft.
Right on. You see, this cat Shaft is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
What I'm talking about, Shaft?
Well, we can do it.
He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
John Shaft.
Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst again, for this is the end.
Reflect on my reflection, and I ask myself the question, what's the right direction to go? I don't know. Am I a man, or am I a muppet?
Am I a muppet?
If I'm a muppet, then I'm a very manly muppet.
A muppet of a man.
look into these eyes, and I don't recognize the one I see inside. It's time for me to decide, am I a man or am I a Muppet?
Am I a Muppet?
If I'm a Muppet, well, I'm a very manly Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
Am I a Muppet?
To Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn, and that was the first set of songs that have won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. That is the theme here tonight. And a lot of good songs in there. We started off with Isaac Hayes and the theme from Shaft, which won in 1971. And then we heard Skyfall by Adele, which won the award in 2012. And then we heard Jason Segel and the Muppets with the song Man or Muppet, written by Brett McKenzie, who you might know as a member of the Flight of the Conchords. And that was off of the 2011 Muppets movie. And after that, oh, I should say that's the first Muppet-related song to win an Oscar. It was the third nominated, and shockingly, the Rainbow Connection did not win in its year. It lost to the song from Norma Rae. But so that was the first Muppet song to win an Oscar. We just heard there by Brett McKenzie, and then closing out that set, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head by B.J. Thomas. Written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And that won in 1969 from the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And I played a Bacharach and David song last week, too. And that was nominated for an Oscar, the one I played, just 1 year earlier, 1968. That was The Look of Love by Dusty Springfield. Sadly, that did not win. That's one of my favorite songs of all time, and it didn't win the Oscar. Instead, the winning song that year was Talk to the Animals from Dr. Dolittle. So, what you gonna do? This was an interesting topic to go through, the Academy Award for Best Original Song. I thought I would bring out a couple bits of music trivia around this, as I always want to do. But the first song that ever won the award was in 1934, and that song is The Continental. It's from the movie The Gay Divorcee, and that was a Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers movie and song there. That was the very first one, and lots of other songs have won since. Some of the records around this. The person with the most wins and nominations, that would be Sammy Kahn, the songwriter, who has 4 wins and a crazy 26 nominations in this category. 3 of his 4 winning songs were songs that were sung by Frank Sinatra, so that certainly helps. But there are a few others that have also won 4 times. Alan Menken, who wrote songs for The Little Mermaid and Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin. And the great Johnny Mercer, the pride of Savannah, Georgia. He has also won 4 of these. And the other guy who's done it is Jimmy Van Heusen. And 3 of the 4 times that he won were actually collaborations with the aforementioned Sammy Kahn. And the other one that Kahn didn't co-write is Swing on a Star, which is a very famous song as well. So that's Jimmy Van Heusen. And I was looking through to see who, you know, who had been nominated a bunch of times, and I think the person that's been nominated the most without winning is probably the great songwriter Diane Warren, one of the most successful pop songwriters of all time. She has the most nominations without a win, and that is 9. She has been nominated 9 times for the Best Original Song Oscar. She was nominated for, let's see, the first time she was nominated was the Starship song, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, from the movie Mannequin, nominated in 1988. And then other nominations include Celine Dion, Because You Love Me, from Up Close and Personal, from 1997. And of course, Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith, the song from Armageddon. And what else did I want to say about Diane Warren? Oh, she's nominated again this year. I should mention the nominees coming up this Sunday at the Oscars. Diane Warren is nominated again for the song Stand Up for Something, which is also co-written and performed by Common, and that's from the movie Marshall. And the other nominees this year are Sufjan Stevens with Mystery of Love from the movie Call Me By Your Name, as well as Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez for the song Remember Me from Coco. They are they're a tough act to beat. They also are the ones who wrote the song Let It Go from Frozen. So let's see what else is in this category this year. Mary J. Blige is nominated for the song Mighty River from Mudbound. And that's especially impressive because Mary J. Blige is also nominated for Best Supporting Actress from that movie. So that's pretty impressive. And finally, the songwriting duo of Pasek and Paul are nominated for the song This Is Me from The Greatest Showman. And they won the award last year for a song from La La Land. So we'll see if they win 2 years in a row. I think that's only been done twice before. And I think Johnny Mercer might have been one of those. Maybe Henry Mancini was the other one. I forget. Really ought to have that up in front of me, but I don't. So let's get into some more music here. This next set has a pretty wide range. You know, I was trying to pull stuff from, you know, this award's been around since 1934, so I wanted to try and pull things from different eras, and I hope this next set covers that. But we're going to start off with a song that won this award in 1982. A classic, an artist who I've only played once before on the show, and that was, of course, during the Yacht Rock episode. Go back in the archives and check that one out. But this is Christopher Cross. I think this one was also co-written by Burt Bacharach. This is Christopher Cross with Arthur's theme, Best That You Can Do, which won the award in 1982. It's here on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Closing down the town. Wake up like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. Smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
When the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh,
to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, the spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh, now the war is not over.
every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win the war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory. Oh,
he visto una luz al otro lado del río. El día le irá pudiendo poco a poco al frío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río. Todo está perdido. Tanta lágrima y yo soy un vaso vacío. Oigo una voz que me llama, casi un suspiro. Rema, rema, rema. Esta orilla del mundo, lo que no expresa es baldío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río. Yo muy serio voy remando, muy adentro sonrío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río. Sobre todo creo que no todo está perdido. Tanta lágrima y yo soy un vaso vacío. Oigo una voz que me llama, casi un suspiro. Rema, rema, rema. Rema, rema, rema. Clavo mi remo en el agua, llevo tu remo en el mío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado. otro lado del río.
Listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And that was another set of music featuring songs that have won the Oscar for Best Original Song. Nice mix of stuff there. Started off with Christopher Cross with Arthur's theme, Best That You Can Do. That won in 1982 for the movie Arthur. And then we heard Nat King Cole with the classic song Mona Lisa. That song came from the movie Captain Carey USA, which won in 1950 for the best original song. And then we heard Common and John Legend with their song Glory. That was from the movie Selma in 2014. And then finally, we heard Jorge Drexler with Al Otro Lado del Rio. On the Other Side of the River. That was from the Motorcycle Diaries in 2004, and he is a Uruguayan singer-songwriter, and that was the second foreign language song ever to win this award, and the first one in Spanish. The previous winner in a foreign language was the Greek song from the movie Never on Sunday, which won in 1960. And a third foreign language song has won since then. Later on, the song Jai Ho, which is in Hindi, won from the movie Slumdog Millionaire in 2009. That was Jorge Drexler, Al Otro Lado del Rio. And that was the set. Right now we're listening to the Wes Montgomery version of the song Days of Wine and Roses, which is another song that won. I think this instrumental cover was done not too long after the original movie version, but it's not quite the original, but it's pretty good. Couple announcements before I get into the last set of the night. First off, this is Radio Free Brooklyn, and we are a volunteer-run 501c3 nonprofit community radio station, and we rely on the support of the hosts and volunteers and listeners who all chip in to keep this place going. So radiofreebrooklyn.com is where you go. You can find all of the great shows here on the station, find yourself your new favorite radio show or your old favorite radio show, and while you're there, click the donate link and chip in a couple of bucks if you can. We do appreciate it. Because we're a nonprofit, all of your donations are tax deductible. And tis the season to be thinking about taxes, so please check that out. And what else? You can find all of my previous episodes at everybodyplaysthefool.com, including last week's Musical Firsts episode. And tonight is my 85th episode, 85th new episode, all about the Oscars, the Academy Award for the Best Original Song, and you can find all of those previous episodes, all 84 of them, at everybodyplaysthefool.com. You can download episodes, you can stream episodes, there's also a link to subscribe on Google Play and iTunes. So avail yourself of all of those options to listen. This last set will feature two different cover versions of a classic Oscar-winning song, which won the award in 1962 off the soundtrack of Breakfast at Tiffany's. It was written by the legends Johnny Mercer and Henry Mancini. And those two cover versions will open and close this last set of music. And in between those, you're going to hear a few other classic Oscar-winning songs during the set. So why don't we get into that? We're going to kick things off here with a great version of the song Moon River. This one is done by Aretha Franklin, which I only recently discovered. This was actually recorded back in 1963, which is just 2 years after the original came out. And then we'll hear another version of the song later, which was released just earlier this month. So we're the full spectrum of covers here. So let me get into this last set of music. Thank you so much for hanging out and enjoying these best original song winners from over the years. This has been Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 85. And you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. And now, here is Aretha Franklin with her version of Moon River. Have a great night.
Moon River, water than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Dream maker, your heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters out to see the world, and such a lot of world there is to see. We're after the same rainbows in, waiting round the bend, my Huckleberry friend. A lot of world there is to see. Dream maker,
see the world. There's such a crazy world to see. We're all chasing after us. Chasing after our river, wider than a mile, crossing in style someday. My dream, they come. Such a crazy world.